Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea joins me now to go over your feedback from our shows this week. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Sasha. A lot of our listeners getting worked up over the role of government this week.
Yes. On Monday, we had a conversation about property owners who have declined to join this so-called business improvement district in Downtown Crossing. Joining that comes with a voluntary property tax that would pay for cleanup and marketing efforts there. And business owners ranging from big office tower companies to the three downtown McDonald's are refusing to chip in. And that prompted Mayor Menino to ask this on our air.
Why are these companies being selfish and not participating in the upgrade of the area around their properties?
Now, one online commenter named John chimed in with yet another reason not to eat at McDonald's. But most others sided with the businesses who are declining to pay the extra tax. Irene wrote, I think it's the city's job to clean the streets and graffiti. Now, also for that segment, we posted a map of the proposed district online, and where you can see that it's not just the immediate area around Washington Street. The district actually extends from the Common all the way to South Station. And that prompted MattyMatt01 to tweet this. The map tells you why folks won't pay. Why should the border extend to Congress Street other than to capture buildings with more assets?
Ah, so he thinks we're sort of stretching the definition of Downtown Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
Also this week, we examined some of the fallout from ballot question one that passed on Election Day, and that's the ballot question that eliminated the sales tax on alcohol in Massachusetts. We talked to Jonathan Scott of Victory Programs. That's a substance abuse treatment agency that had previously received funding through that very alcohol tax.
This really knocked out the front teeth to me of Massachusetts' budget. This sales tax on alcohol assured a stable and sustainable funding stream for prevention and treatment and recovery programs in really bad economic times.
And here's a web comment from Ken Mayer. While the lost taxation from alcohol was a major aspect of previous funding for treatment, it would be an unfair and inaccurate excuse for future cuts in funding to treatment and prevention. It is the government's responsibility to use available funds wisely. There are many areas of wasteful spending that could be considered before cutting treatment services.
So that was on ballot question one. Then, in a story on Wednesday, we visited, actually you visited, Adam, St. Mary's Episcopal Church in Upham's Corner. St. Mary's is a historic church that's now getting a long overdue restoration.
It's a beautiful sanctuary, and we have beautiful Tiffany glass windows. This was the church of the Boston Brahmins when Jones Hill and Dorchester was the fanciest place to live in Boston.
We were talking about St. Mary's because the Boston Preservation Alliance is hosting a workshop tomorrow that will offer advice for the dozens of historic churches in Greater Boston that are falling into disrepair. We thought this would be a pretty uncontroversial topic, but it got one listener riled up.
Right. Okay, so Mark posted this comment online. You can't preserve every building in the city. There'd be no room for anything new, and new architecture can be every bit as good as the older kind. Taken to its logical extreme, your city would only show one historical era.
Mm, tough stance. So did anybody push back on that position?
Yeah, so Rob wrote this in response. If people in Europe had the same mentality as you, there'd be no Cathedral of Chartres, no Colosseum, on and on. So let's demolish our old buildings and have no history to show our children and their children.
So a little spicy conversation, a little spicy back and forth between our listeners.
Yeah, that's good.
Listeners, keep those comments coming at WBUR.org/Boston. And thanks, Adam.
Have a good weekend, Sasha.
You too. Stay with us when we come back, 50 years of Amnesty International. We talk with the group's Northeast Regional Director, as well as a former prisoner of conscience in Turkey who now teaches in Worcester. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.